Republican Governor Sam Brownback and his administration have been touting the bill. They say the tax cut will speed economic growth, and balancing the budget will not require cutting critical state services. Brownback argued the merits of the plan during a speech at the University of Kansas last month.
This gets us into a new Kansas, where we're trusting the people of Kansas with these dollars rather than putting them in government hands and trusting that the people will create jobs and opportunities better than the government will create jobs and opportunities with this amount of money.
Some opponents of the plan say it won't create enough growth to offset the loss of tax revenue. Former Democratic Governor John Carlin spoke about it during an event in Salina yesterday. He says the tax changes could lead to cuts to education and other services.
That doesn't mean you just throw money at everything, but it means you got to give thoughtful consideration to the investments you need to make in education and infrastructure to feel comfortable that we're doing what's right for the future.
The tax cut will take effect on January 1st. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.